Inside this stinking car, her world could come to an end. Crawford will never accept another man's baby. He'll divorce her.
I'm Jean Rafferty. I used to be a journalist, and I did a lot of very dark sort of subjects, and now I have a bit more fun writing about them in fiction.
Tell me about tonight. What's been going on?
Well, this is the first competitive literary event, I think, of the Games. As you know, Glasgow's set up a fantastic programme of cultural events to match the sport that's going on, and this was one of them, and it was just great fun, you know, two teams, both, you know, reading things on different themes, and, yeah, just a lot of fun.
Christopher Brookmeyer, I write crime fiction, mostly.
Tonight's event, tell me about, how does it feel to be the medal winner tonight?
Well, given the arbitrary nature of the scoring system, I can't feel enormous amounts of pride in it, I think. Initially, I thought we'd get the sympathy vote for there being only two in our team against three, but actually, after a while, I thought we deserved to win on the grounds of relevance, that we did address our remit.
There is a lot of talk about the legacy of the Games, and a lot of the focus of that, obviously, is on the Glasgow's infrastructure and the kind of sporting legacy. But there's so many events like this going on, kicking off all over the city at the moment. I mean, if there is to be a cultural legacy from all of this, what would you like it to be? What do you think it could be?
I think the greatest legacy that I would like to see, or that I think is possible, is for Glasgow's conceit of itself to remain very high, you know, for people to think, this is things I can participate in, this is a city that creates things, that does things well, rather than that tendency of thinking that, well, you know, the tall poppy syndrome, where we sometimes we do that Kent is feather thing, where we, you know, want to knock people down. For I think it's great to see a celebration of people's achievements, and I'd like to think that a lot of people will look at all these events and think, yeah, I could do that, and believe that if other people are doing it well, there's no reason why they can't do it well also.
Now on to the bonus round, strange but true. So, who had an audience with the Dalai Lama in India in the 1970s and shared a whiskey with a Nobel Peace Prize winner?
My name is Michael Malone.
And you were MC tonight, Michael. Tell me a bit about the event, where it came from.
I think it came from the idea of, like, while the Commonwealth Games were going on in Glasgow, let's remind Glasgow about some of the talented authors that are out there. And so Sarah from Sarah Band and the guys from Cargo got together and dreamt up this whole Ouija words idea. So tonight was about some authors. And again, it was just an excuse to get some authors out there. But I think it was quite imaginative coming up with... This tonight's event was all a debate about our Glasgow's stereotypes. So the weather being one of them, of course, and football being another one. So the guy, Still Game was the name of the team that was looking at the weather. No, they were football, sorry, I'm getting mixed up. It's late, forgive me. And the team for the weather were wonderfully named Hurricane Bobag.
Tell me a wee bit about what happened, because we had relevant readings about sport and about the weather and all the rest of it. But what was the final result then?
The final result was that the...
Oh, we probably should explain first that you were the absolute adjudicator, as well, yes, as being MC. Tell me a wee bit about how did the technical judges allocate their points?
The point system was completely arbitrary. I listened to the applause and then just made stuff up. But I was hampered by the fact that the Still Game only had two members, and one of their team couldn't make it tonight. So there were just the two of them. So basically, I listened to them, listened to the applause, and then awarded points completely at random.
But perfectly fairly, and obviously,
yes,
impartially, and all the rest.
Totally. Yeah, it was good fun, actually. It was a good laugh.
There's events like this, I mean, not events like this, but there's cultural events and performances and stuff going on all over the city at the moment. Is that a surprise to you that there's been quite as much as there is?
On one hand, yes, but ultimately bringing so many people into the city brings out all different aspects of a city, doesn't it? And those people who are interested in the arts and in the creative side of life, they want to get out there, show the world what they're about. And I think this is partly what's going on tonight. So I think that's amazing, because there's more to life than sport, isn't there?
It means that people can engage with writers in a different way from in festivals, you know, where the writer is kind of up on a stage and separate and regarded as this, you know, somebody coming down from on high, whereas this, you're just mucking in and everybody's having a laugh. And I thought it was really great fun tonight.